MI3 Network.
KC9 MLN.
CMN Network.
KC9 UMI.
Morning, Tom. KC9 MLN.
Good morning. How are you doing? I'm coming at you through Equilink. How's it sounding?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I'm using the TGIF network through a hotspot over here at the apartment.
Yeah, I'm in the shack. I got my 991 on the other LaPorte repeater, so talking to you through Equilink on this one.
Yeah, quiet out there this morning. I think everybody stayed up late.
Did I get your call right? Kilo Delta 9, Mike, Lima, November?
Kilo Charlie 9, Mike, Lima, November.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. It's a tongue twister. My first call I had when I was 8 years old was M9OMF. So, but I let it last. I got this call. I was going to change it back, but I never did.
That kind of threw me because I looked up the Kilo Delta 9 on QRZ and it came out with a different name. So I kind of figured I had it wrong.
It happens. No, there's some confusing calls out there, too. So, what do you got planned today? Anything?
I really haven't decided yet. Saturday is the day that my wife and I have time with each other. So, we kind of wing it and play by ear.
Yeah, kind of what we're doing today. I think we're going to take my son out. And he's out of school now, so I think we're going to go see a movie tonight and then wait and find out when they're going to have the Stanley Cup games. Like the team I was rooting for won last night, so we'll see what's next. Yeah. But I know I got a busy week next week, so we got another store to remodel. We got two going up, and yeah, it's going to get a little hectic at work, too.
Yeah, I figured I'd go ahead and get you my logbook, and I wasn't by the computer any other time I might have talked to you, so I am now, so I'll get you my log.
There you go. Now you got a digital contact. So. Once I get my antennas back up, you can get me on a 160 contact.
Yeah, I wonder how that works as far as power, because to log in, it asks for power.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on low power with this thing, but I don't know what low power puts out. I know on high power, it puts out over 10 watts. So it's not bad little handy-talkie.
Well, when I'm in the shack, I got three radios going. I have the handy talkie for repeaters. Well, kind of four. It all depends. Handy talkie for repeaters, CB, and then my 991 for HD or HF, and then now Echolink. So I actually got four going.
Yeah, that's it's always nice to have, but. No, it's not bad. So I'm just, like I said, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we should have movement on reconstruction of the home. We're hoping. We'll find out here.
So what's going on with your house?
Half absolutely nothing right now. It's just, it's gutted. There's a lot of studs in there and some bare floors, but other than that, we're still on hold.
Did something happen with it, or is it something remodeling?
No, it just burnt down. Well, caught on fire. It didn't burn down. It just caught on fire.
Oh, you're the second ham operator I talked to that happened.
I'm the same one, Tom.
Oh, okay, you sound different. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I'm coming through a digital link, so it's going to sound different. They always do.
So they got it all gutted out for you? At least it's progressing, right?
Yeah, it's just moving very slowly. I got to talk to the contractor and get another, have them change one of the estimates, because they said that they didn't have the cabinets on there, so we got to put the cabinets on there and all kinds of cool stuff. But now I'm watching, they got, I guess Illinois is trying to make e-bikes rules and regulations. I guess high speeds faster than 28 miles an hour are going to be regulated like motorcycles. But anything lower than that, you got to have an age limit too. 20.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Yeah. It's always something, ain't it? Nobody can have fun anymore. Oh, well. Well, listen, Tom, I just wanted to chime back in and say good morning. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to start getting my day started here and see if I can't get people motivated to go to breakfast this morning.
Ah, that sounds like a good plan. I already had my breakfast, but enjoy your breakfast. And nice chatting with you. Thank you for the QSO. 73 to you. Have a wonderful day. KD9 UMI.
All right, you have a good day. KC9 MLN. Clear. This is 9 a.m. November 9th. How are you doing? Give me around this morning. Good 9 a.m.
KC9 UMI. Come back again, you weren't clear.
This is November 9th, Alpha, and you might N9EIM in Indiana. Enjoying 56 degrees.
61 here, I'm not catching your call sign. Can you come back slowly and phonetically, please?
The call time is November 9, Alpha, India, Mike, N9AM.
Thank you for that. I think I've talked to you before.
I think you're up in the port, Wisconsin, and you are the truck driver that works taking deliveries to the steel mill. I'm not sure. I guess somebody, my hand stage is on my brain here. I don't know what's going on anymore.
No, not a truck driver. I'm retired, but I do Uber, so I'll get you my log. Anyhow, I'm talking to you through Echolink, so a little bit different than using a radio.
Okay, I'm on TGIF DMR. What Echolink node are you on?
W9LY. Number is 193001.
Yeah, is that the 193001?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, Michigan City, very good. Good morning. I'm on Echolink right now in 9 area.
Actually, I'm in LaPorte. the repeater is Michigan City repeater, Phil. That's probably what you were looking at. And you got it.
Okay, I turned out the TGIF. I turned that off. I had echo in there, but okay, I see where you're at right now, LaPorte, Michigan City, yeah. Been up there several times, and we live down here in Brownsburg, Indiana. This is west of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I got you in my log in Brownsburg. I'm not familiar with where that is at, but you said it was near Indianapolis?
Yes, it's about 12 miles west of Indianapolis. No, about 20 miles west of Indianapolis on Route 74. Okay, I'm on Echolink right now. Just kind of curious the difference in the quality Echolink compared to I'm on, next I'll be on TGIF. Back to you, N9AIM.
Your clarity. I can understand you better on Echolink.
Okay, now we're back on DMR at TGIF. So say Echolink sounds better on Echolink?
Yes, there is a slight variance, but it's a little bit better on Echolink.
Okay, well, we're back on Echolink. Very good. I can also go to the All-Star. I know they have 635-952 is the All-Star repeater. So I'm retired. I'm 83 years old, enjoying ham radio. It's a great hobby. Been a ham for over 60-some-odd years. All this new technology is something else. Here I am on my hand. Well, I'm on my cell phone. Haven't had a good kiss with you about a few hundred miles away. But great technology. Back to you, N9, yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly a multitude of variables to get into repeaters now, all digital links and all that. I'm actually sitting in my shack. I have an HD, I have my CB radio, and then I have my 991. But I'm talking to you through Echolink on my cell phone. So theoretically, I have four radios going.
Okay, now we're on a thing called All-Star. I got All-Star on my cell phone as well. Kind of curious how the audio is on All-Star compared to the other Echolink and the Android phone.
Well, the All-Star audio-wise is the best as far as clarity, but the All-Star seems to be breaking up a little bit.
Okay, let me make sure I have everything else turned off. I had it on. Echolink was probably in the background. Be right back. N9AIM.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay, I turned off the Echolink now. I'm only on the All-Star. But, yeah, we are retired. Like I said, enjoying ham radio and hard to get around. We had, the wife and I had both had back surgeries and his old age, something else. By the way, my name is Bob. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm 64. I've been retired for a while, not through, from age, but from health. I've got a health condition that disabled me. So used to be a truck driver, and don't do that anymore, but I still drive. I just can't drive professionally as far as driving a truck. My physical ability caused me not to be able to pass the physical anymore. So anyway, I do Uber to get me out of the house 3 days a week. And you got Tom on this end, Tango Oscar Mike.
Okay, Tom, very good. You ever been to Rudimax a few times, Rudimax Hamburger Place?
You know, my wife said that we've gone there, but I don't recall going there. We're not far from it. In LaPorte and Rudimax and by Michigan City there, so... I don't know. It may even be in the town of Michigan City. I don't know. So anyway, I just don't recall it.
Yeah, it's the east of town there. But okay, yeah, we go up there not too often, but we always go to South Haven, Grand Haven, Ludington. We spend long weekends, and we drive through Michigan and always stop at. We try and stop at Rudimax, but. We go into New Buffalo through that area there, but we do a lot of vacation in that area. So we have a cruise coming up in August 1. We're going to drive to Milwaukee and and spend 9 days on a Great Lake, so it'd be something different.
Well, that certainly sounds interesting. I've not thought about taking a boat cruise somewhere, but sounds like an interesting thing to do. My wife and I, end of this year, we'll be married for 25 years, so we thought about taking a train tour somewhere. Don't know where yet. My wife has a relative that's into travel, and she's a travel agent, so she's going to check with her and see if what kind of deals are out there.
Well, we've had over 60 cruises. Most of them were in the United States. They're all small riverboats. So we've been up and down Mississippi River, Ohio River, Columbia River, Hudson River, Delaware River. We've been on the eastern coastline, the intercoastal from Bar Harbor to Galveston, Texas. But look into a thing called American Cruise Lines, and they have small boat cruises. We just got a cruise just last year in September. We flew to Portland, Maine, spent the night, got on a small cruise ship, 200 passengers. We went to Halifax, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, all the way around to Quebec and Montreal and Toronto, and they're all small boats. But most of our cruises are done around here on rivers. We love the Tennessee River, all the rivers around here.
And you said that was called American Cruise Line? It sounds like something interesting to check out. How cost-effective are they?
Well, it ain't for the, for a cruise per day from wife and I, it's about $1,000. If we have an 8-day cruise, it'd be about $8,000.
Yeah, that's a bit pricey, way beyond our budget.
Well, you know, you work hard all your life, and you not to play now. You know, we had 4 kids set through private grade school, private high school. I paid their way through pre-university, and 2 girls got married. We paid them for the weddings, and now it's time for us to just kind of relax and enjoy what we had collected so far. But anyhow, it's only money. You know, you can't take it with you. What the heck?
Yep, that is true, but our play is camping. We have a 36.5-foot travel trailer, and it's our home away from home. My wife is planning on retiring next year, so we'll spread our wings a little bit then. We go every month during the camping season. We used to go to state parks, but they raised the rates from $30 a day to $50 a day, which put it close to what it costs to be able to go to private campgrounds. As a matter of fact, this next trip, which is our first trip, is going to be at a private campground. And state parks, $50 a day, and you get electric as far as hookup. Whereas the private park is $55 a day, and you get full hookup. So I can't justify staying at a state park when you pay a little bit more and get full hookup.
Well, when we had our kids younger, we had a Coleman Brandywine pop-up camper and did a lot of camping. But my God, $50 a day for a state park. Wow. I recall paying like $15 and $25, but oh my golly. Everything's got to go up, I guess. But anymore, we try and stay at a state park lodge. They're not too expensive. But once again, we do most of our traveling on riverboats. But when we go to South Haven and Grand Haven and Saugatuck and so forth, we don't mind spending money and staying in a nice hotel. Hot and cold water, nothing to clean up when you're gone. Just give them the key and say goodbye.
Well, when my wife retires, part of the plan is to travel for an entire year, taking 1 month, and go to a state 12 different states 1 month at a time, and travel in such a way to where we're in nice weather all throughout, down south during the winter and in this area during the summer. So should be interesting. We haven't quite planned it out completely yet, but I think we are up to about 10 states. We haven't had quite 12 yet, but we got it somewhat figured out.
Look, kind of vehicle do you use to pull your camper?
I have a Chevy Silverado 3500. It's more truck than what is needed, but I got a good deal on it. It's 2014, and it's a diesel, so it pulls it with no sweat at all.
Yeah, the price of diesel fuel, I can't believe that. You know, we're looking at how they, what was called a cracker when they distilled the refinery. The first one's out, the doggone door is oil. And various grades of oil and diesel fuel, and the top one is the fuel for the airplanes. And why they charge so much for diesel fuel? It's the first one that's out the door.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's the reason why the prices of other things has gone up, because somebody's going to pay for that transportation cost. And guess who it is? It's the last person on the last. Last thing on the food chain, so to speak, which is the consumer. So that's why the price of everything has gone up. Now, as far as diesel vehicles go, they get 25% better fuel economy than their gas counterparts. So it's a matter of perspective. If diesel fuel is less than 25% higher than gas, then you're money ahead in the long run.
Well, back in 1981, I bought a diesel Oldsmobile. It was not a converted gas engine. It was a diesel engine that they built for Oldsmobile. And I had that car for about 10 years. But, yes, you are right about it. Matter of fact, in the wintertime, I would just burn plain kerosene in the car. It was pretty cheap fuel, too, back in the 80s, but a good night. But it had a car for about maybe put 100,000 miles on it. I finally gave it away because... just age-wise, I don't want to get involved with a lot of things like the doggone fuel pump. That's an expensive adventure. But, okay, my battery's going back. I better check off the thing, get the battery charger on the thing. Be back in 90 AM.
Yeah, I know exactly what engine you're talking about. My dad picked up a Chevy pickup truck right around that area. I believe it was an 81 Silverado pickup, a Chevy. And it had the diesel engine in it, so probably the same engine as what was in the Oldsmobile.
Yeah, it was. But okay, I've got to find my charge. I got 1% left. I'll be back. In on you, I am.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
This is how you do, Mike. This is how you do, Mike.
CMN Network, 220.
Kid, you're on your mind.
CMN Network, MI3.
Kid, you're on your mind.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KD9 UMI.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
KDHUGB on W9LY. Repeater. Over.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.